John chapter 14, the New Testament, John chapter 14, no, John chapter 15, we finished John chapter 14 last Sunday, so this week John chapter 15. From verse 1, I'll read it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask that you desire, and it shall be done for you. Okay, until verse 7, from verse 1 through 7 for today's main chapter and verse. How was your Chuseok's holiday? Went to your hometown. Some brothers and sisters still stayed in their hometown. This is the biggest holiday in Korea. But, you know, unfortunately, in this holiday season, we encounter the typhoon, the hurricane, a typhoon, then many people died. Lost their life, about 100 people. And also, just before harvest season, the farm side has the destroyed, and the lost many people lost their positions. Long times ago, we have suffered the typhoon, about 1959. But this time typhoon was more powerful, and it was kind of natural disaster. Fortunately, our church in Daegu church, unfortunately, and the leaf just gone away, but it's okay, it just been covered of the building, no one harmed. Anyway, so the human being cannot protect those kind of natural disaster. While we're living in this world, there are lots of disasters. That means, you know, God just to let us know that we don't have any hope in this world. So we have to solely looking for the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, God, you know, I think therefore God give those kind of disasters. But the people, they try to irrigate land and to cultivate land to make a good living. And Bible said, in the end of the period, there are many famines and disasters. Bible prophesied long times ago, especially some kind of the expected weather conditions. You knew that in this summer in France, in Europe, there are many people, they die because of hot weather. There are flooding, earthquakes. Many people have died. Or famine. Anyway, there's those types of because of the disasters. And Bible says, even the skies will quake, and the earth and even skies will quake. So without God, protect, we cannot have a hope in this world. This is the beginning of a disaster. Through those kind of disaster, we have to looking for the grace from heaven. I think it already have begun the final disaster, which means that God will destroy in this world in the end. So of course, all born again Christians will be protected by God, and we will escape from the final disaster. But God, let us understand that we don't have any hope in this world. We are studying Book of John in New Testament, in John chapter 15. Last week, John chapter from 13 through chapter 16. This is three chapters. It is the Jesus Christ, his last speech. So he is the many words he gave to disciples. We just read before, like just before, the day before Jesus Christ arrested by Roman soldiers, the Christ he said, from chapter 13, 15, and 16. In John chapter 14, verse 31, it says, Jesus Christ says, "So I do arise, let us go from here." After that, Jesus Christ, he just arise from the place where he just ate dinner. Now he is going to the Gethsemane, and he is talking with his disciples while he is going to the Gethsemane. Jesus Christ, he got some examples when he sees in some kind of the object, and he got examples and to explain easily about the truth. So chapter 15 verse 1, he said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is vine dresser." Christ himself, he is vine tree, and God is a farmer and vine dresser. In Old Testament, it said the Israelite is the vine tree or vine, the vineyard, and Christ is God. Is let's open Bible, Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. And verse 7, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The men of Judah are his present friend. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. The God, you know, the called Israelite as a vineyard. In verse 2, that he dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine, the fine and the best vine. He planted a seed. However, it produced not just the choicest in a vine. But it brought forth wild grapes. God gave lots of grace for Israelite. He just the pour out from Israel people from the Egypt, and he gave them the land of Canaan, and he fought with them, fought against enemies. But however, that means, you know, it can be the explained that he dug it up and cleared out its stones. He is expected about choice vine. He expects Israelites, and they just as of the good, you know, chosen people. But unfortunately, just like verse 2, but it brought forth wild grapes. Israelites, they disappoint God and they disobey to God. The history of Israelite, it is just at the same time God, you know, showed them the grace, and also God showed them some kind of, you know, the let's open Bible, Jeremiah chapter 2, misfortunes. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Yet I have planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an blind vine? In this verse it said, I have planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. However, Israelite, they became just like the degenerate plant. They turn into the degenerate plant. In Ecclesiastes, it says, you know, God created man as honest and clean man he created. However, the human being is tempted by Satan and just disobeyed God. Just like Israelites and Jews, therefore they got punishment from the kingdom from God. Now Jesus Christ, he said that I am true vine. And he is comparing about the wild vine tree and choice vine tree. In Revelation chapter 14, if you see Revelation chapter 14, God reaping the earth's harvest. That is the earth's harvest when he the harvest is the earth's and he will chapter 10 verse 10 it says that he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength in the cup of his indignation. So why? This is, you know, the wild vine tree, which means this is weak vine tree. Therefore, he will punish that in the end of the day. God sent his only one son, and through his son, this gospel can be preached all around the world. So whoever receives his grace, he can be able to have the eternal hope. However, there are some people, they said, you know, looks like good Christian, but if we looking for their inner side, they just away from God. This is looks like Israelite, and they just looks like good, you know, chosen people, looks like good vine tree, but you know their faith is not right. Just like different from two born again Christian. Now the God, you know, created the new vineyard. Therefore, Christ, he said, I am true vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Now, God plant one tree, that one vine tree, that is Jesus Christ. The branches of the vine tree is all born-again Christians. And you know, we were as a one unity with Jesus Christ, and we became a one tree, one vine tree. This vine tree will rooted by Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, it became as a one unity that we call. This is a vine tree, all vineyard. Let's open Bible Isaiah chapter 27. Let's open Bible Isaiah chapter 27 from verse 2-3. Let's read together. In that day seemed to hear a vineyard of red wine. I the Lord keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. It said, I the Lord keep it, I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. In here it said that God will create different vineyard through Jesus Christ. We saved. And those born again Christians will just like, you know, the beautiful vine tree, he will create it and the new vineyard, and he will be the vine dresser, and he will protect the vineyard, and he will give a water in every moment, lest and any hurt it. He keep it night and day. He will protect those trees, and no one can hurt it. there is a the fox, you know, the that, you know, the harm to vineyard, but God promised that He will protect this new vineyard. This is kind of, you know, very the practical example that Christ now is talking about to His disciples. Now let's go back to our main chapter, John chapter 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Now, there is a vine dresser. He is a farmer to care the vine tree. But he said, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. All born-again Christians, that they are branches, they just stick on the vine tree, which is the body of Jesus Christ. But He said, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, without fruit, they are the branch, but without fruit, probably suffer from disease. It just to turn into the dry, the branch, and probably those branches unable to the produce and fruit, but we have to cut away and cut those branches and take away and throw away. I saw, you know, some, you know, the farming side, and you have to cut those kind of, you know, the branches. Then, you know, your farm, those kind of farm side will produce this good fruit. Just like that, you know, the vine tree, in vine tree, if there are those branches cannot produce a good fruit, we have to cut and throw away. And I saw in farm side, in the farmers, they just cut many branches, you know, without any hesitation. But they explained to me, we have to cut those branches for rest of, you know, tree. Because, you know, they try to preserve the branches, which is able to produce this fruit. That means, you know, when they cut away from those branches from the main tree, then rest of branches able to produce more fruit. So in verse 2 said, every branch is me that does not bear fruit. That means, you know, the born again Christian who just stick in these trees, but after their salvation, they just stay on this fellowship, but because they just, I mean, it's not just kind of a, you know, normal born again Christian. They becomes like you know, turn into the useless, the branches. That is sins to God, and that, you know, then God will cut away. That does not mean that, you know, they will go to the hell. If you are true born again Christian, that we will never, our the salvation is not perishable thing. He will protect our salvation. God will protect us. That does not mean that, you know, those Christians will go to the hell. If you are once born again Christian, you know, you never go to the hell. So you don't have to say that all born again Christian is, you know, if they don't produce fruit, they can go to the hell. That's wrong. There isn't any kind of options or conditions for your salvation. Salvation means 100% purification of the blood of Jesus Christ. Those kind of, you know, the salvation cannot be lost because of our sins. This is just talking about whether we can bear fruit or not. This is not just emphasized on our salvation. That is, you know, talking about the fruit, we can produce fruit after our salvation. So all born-again Christians, what is our purpose of living in this world? This means, you know, we have to live according to His true will and to produce the fruit, spiritual fruit, I mean. However, if we don't produce any types of fruit, you know, we probably lost our purpose of living. If we don't, you know, live as true born-again Christian, that means we are just like those branches which cannot produce a fruit. Think about, this is a microphone. If microphone is out of order, then we can't use this microphone. We don't have to put in here. We have to throw away the microphone. If you are born-again Christian, let's think about that. Born-again Christian. There is a born-again Christian, and he is useless one in front of God. Therefore, in chapter 15, verse 2, it said, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." So God, you know, tried to the look at that, you know, those kind of the right or wrong branches, and he will take away those branches. In Old Testament period, when Israelites, they disobeyed to God, and God said, I will take away those Israelites, the group of Israel people, but wrongdoing people will away from this main group. So after salvation, we are staying in this the main groups. But sometimes I experienced that God, you know, just take away, He took away some born-again Christians. I have experienced that there are some brothers and sisters, they said they are born-again Christians and we have had fellowship with them. But after the time just goes by, you know, I could not find out those brothers and sisters. Of course, they just move other place and they attend our church in Daejeon church. But I'm not saying that, you know, born again Christian. Wherever they go and they come and they can stick on the fellowship as true born again Christian. But the problem is they just away from this fellowship. I mean, they just away from fellowship. I mean, they are just away from God. They just they return to the sinful nature. I think there are two types of people. The first one, I think they are not born again Christian, even though they just speak through their testimony, they are born-again Christian. But if I, when I met them, after a few years, they just forgot. They just forgot everything. That means, you know, they just receive gospel by their knowledge. There wasn't any kind of, you know, the life of salvation. It cannot be linked to Christ as unity. As one unity. And also, the second one is, they are born again Christian, but they just return to world, the temporarily or until they die. I don't know. But anyway, God will punish them if they are true born again Christian. And God will give them some kind of difficulties and troubles. Of course, they will encounter in their rest of life. So God just takes away those brothers and sisters. Sometime, you know, when this brother or sister is come to this fellowship, God will take away. In our church, let me explain one thing. In our church, if anyone causes any serious problem, we never just take away those brothers and sisters. Sometimes we just suggest them to stay for a while, away from this fellowship. If those brothers and sisters who commit very serious sins, and we just call them little while away from this fellowship. But sometimes I saw that by them, they left our fellowship by themselves. And I thought about them. They really, don't need this fellowship. So they just left by themselves. In church, there are important members or the useless members. And all in church, there are some brothers and sisters, just like baby. But if once they, while they staying in their fellowship, they will grow and they will just live as true Christian. So we can expect them. There isn't any problem. But sometimes we can find out some brothers and sisters, they are really useless in this church, in this group of born-again Christians fellowship. Also, there are some important brothers and sisters. Or sometimes, we just say that, I think, those brothers and sisters really harm to other brothers and sisters. We hope they just away from this fellowship. If God gives some difficulties to some other brothers and sisters, and He just causes many problems in church, in faith. But when we think about them too away from our fellowship, the God, He will do that. God, just takes away from our fellowship. And then we will think about that, that God, He will do that. In here, He will take care of vineyard. He will take care of vine tree. He gives water, and day and night He will take care. He is taking care of this new vineyard. So, He is vine dresser, so He will take away those useless ones. And, left off branches will produce more fruit. And sometimes the vine dresser will catch the insects, some harmful insects, and He will put some, the nutrition and to produce more fruit. And sometime, because of those brothers and sisters, and because of him or her, other people's faith will turn into dirty. And of course, there are some, non-born-again Christian, old born-again Christian. If we find out he or she is born-again Christian, but their behavior isn't that kind of a true Christian, well, we don't know whether they are born-again Christian or not, but anyway, there are some Christians, and we can probably affected by them. Anyway, so they can, they can pollute other people. So God, you know, the will take away, he will cut away from this main fellowship to protect rest of people. Let's open Bible, Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 28. Let's read together. When the weak arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. In this world, you know, you can find out, you can discover that when the weak man perish, the righteous will increase. Just like in this verse, when the weak arise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. In church also, there are some unrighteous people, or I don't know they are, whether they are brother or not, but anyway, they just harm to, like this, harm to other righteous people. And then, you know, God will take away from this main fellowship, and less of people will produce more fruit. Therefore, the branches should be cleaned. It's not just, you know, tempted by the sinful nature and the worldly things, just like money or, you know, this kind of. They should have to preserve a, you know, clean itself. These branches shouldn't be polluted by other sinful things or other worldly things. You know, we have to away from those kind of things after our salvation. You cannot say that after your salvation you can live whatever according to your will, or you just accept to commit sins when God calls our name, you know, to live as true born-again Christian after our salvation. That is the main purpose of our purification of our sins. And, you know, after our salvation, that Christ would, he will dwell with us, and he just, you know, he is using us to produce more fruit. I mean, preaching gospel to other non-believers. Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, it says, your growing is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the full lump? That means, little leaven can, you know, the polluted, the full growth of born-again Christians. Inside of us, you know, if we, some little, the insect, is a bad insect, just is put in our body, then, you know, we might die because of those kind of insects. Just like that, if once, you know, we accept those kind of sins, small sins that can pollute our Christian life. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6, it says, therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. So in the Passover, the feast of Passover, the Jews, they kill a ram, and they just, when they kill a ram or a goat, they didn't eat the leavened bread. That means, after our salvation, we receive, you know, His true gospel from heaven, so we don't have to we have to away from the sins, I mean, unleavened, you know, the bread. So after our salvation, we cannot accept the sins, and we can't live with sins. I mean, sinful nature, it just stays after our salvation, but we can't live as sins. If you try to with a fellowship with God, you must be purified from sinful things. Therefore, we have to do away the sins just like leavens. We have to be a clean man in our daily life, in our behavior. If there are any kind of, you know, barriers, you know, to harm the Christian life, we have to throw away. Courageously, you have to throw away those factors, that is sins. You have to away from them. You have to be a clean bread, just clean vine tree. You have to clean yourself. Let's open Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 8. Let's read together. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In this verse, and when it keep the feast means, that doesn't mean that, you know, we will keep a feast of Jews. That means, after our salvation, just like Jews, they keep those feasts. After our salvation, we are newborn again Christians, so we have to, spiritually, we have to keep those feasts. So 7 days will just go and turn, it's repeatedly. That means that our spiritual life has begun after our salvation. So it just, you know, to explain, we will keep the feast after our salvation. Not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. This is, there is, you know, there are some kind of lessons from the world in church, right? That is probably the malice and wickedness. But after our salvation, in this, the true fellowship, we have to live with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I'll read verse 11. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or extraneous, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? It's in this world, there are many types of people. If you don't get along with them, you have to away from the, you know, their groups. If you go, you know, you're the working life, you will encounter many, you know, different types of people in your working place. But to preach gospel, you know, just like Jesus Christ, you know, to preach gospel, he was staying with those sinners. Just like him, the diamond is very precious, even we put on this dirty water. But that means it said, the verse 11 said, but now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or reviler or a drunkard or extortioner not even to eat with such a person. If in church there are those kind of people, you know, those kind of people in church, sexually and immoral, if born again Christian who just commit sins, the sexual sins, he said not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Yes, we don't have the concern about people outside of this church. But do you not judge those who are inside, in church, and weak people in church? We have to take away, we have to throw away them from this precious fellowship. And sometimes, we give them advice, we recommend them, we suggest them, but they just hide their sins and they never, turn away from those sins. In Corinthian churches, there are brothers and sisters, they commit sexual sins. It said that, those people, the deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, their body, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Those kind of people, they might get killed. But anyway, I'm explaining, this chapter is explains about we have to keep the strict rule in church, because we have to protect in this precious fellowship from sins. The Holy Spirit, God's Spirit is a Holy Spirit. Therefore, it cannot get powerfully behave under sin with sins. Therefore, in Numbers, God called the Moses, and if there are some people who are suffer from leper, or some blood disease, you have to took away those kind of people and out and just keep them from outside of main groups, and temporarily they have to away from main groups. And God said, please take away them, cut away them from main groups. When Israel people, they just, away from the Egypt in the wilderness, there is a, tabernacle, and the 12 tribes, they just stays on surrounded by the tabernacle. The God is stays in the tabernacle, and we have those people who just suffer from leper or just blood disease should away from those the main groups until they become the clean man. That explained that in Acts chapter 7 there are some main groups. In Acts chapter 7, this is a church in the wilderness. That is the churches in our period with Jesus Christ. So we have to away from them, from these main groups, to preach the gospel to other people for his glorious, for his glory. We have to clean ourselves, we have to clean our church, spiritually. If there are any kind of barriers to stop the preaching gospel, we have to take away. Let's think about Satan. Satan unable to take away our salvation, but Satan can, destruct our the, couldn't disturb our Christian life. The Satan, you know, tactically tempted us. And just, you know, that is the what is the Satan's tactics? Just, you know, put in worldly sins in our heart, in our mind, and some wrong, you know, lessons. Sometimes monies or like worldly things, you know, Satan just put in our mind. After that, the born again Christians, you know, we will be as like the useless one in this group of church. So therefore, to bear more fruit, and God will clean us to His words. Let's open Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Let's read together. That He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. That He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. He said He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. When we wake up in the morning, we were washing our face. After we just returned from working place, we were washing our hand, our foot. We took a shower. Without water, we can't clean, right? There are very bad smell because of our sweat. We just do have, you know, those kind of polluted factors, you know. But we were washing away those factors by water. Just like washing of water, we will cleanse ourselves through words. We will read, memorize verses, and we learn why we repeatedly do that. Because of His words, able to clean ourselves. While we just keep His words, Holy Spirit, He will activate and He will help us to live as true born-again Christian. Unfortunately, we are born-again Christian, but we still have our sinful nature inside of us. This sinful nature came from our ancestor, Adam. Unfortunately, those kind of sinful nature cannot away from us totally. In any kind of, you know, chances and you know, that we just get those kind of, you know, bad chances we will see our sinful nature. Jesus Christ, His blood, purify our sins. After our salvation, Holy Spirit, He will clean our daily life through His word. So, the washing of water by the word. We have to be clean men. And we have to clean men. Once we become clean men, we will distinguish it from those dirtiness. And then that He might present her to Himself a glorious church. When God created Eve through Adam's lip, Adam is a sample of Christ, and Eve is the symbol of church. Because Jesus Christ, He sacrificed, He pierced, you know, His chest. Then, because of His those kinds of sacrifice, we became the sons of Jesus Christ, and we became the wife of God. So after our salvation, to become a glorious church and the very glorious and bright, and we have to become, we have to be a clean man after our salvation by His word. Then we will see the in the when we meet Jesus Christ, just like when the bride is meet her husband, we cannot stand up in front of our husband with our sins. When we just stand up in front of our husband, we have to be as a clean man. Then you know the He will make us a glorious thing. In John chapter 17:17 it says, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. By His word, you know, He will cleanse ourselves, you know, every day." So, in chapter 15, verse 2 says, "To bear more fruit, He will cleanse us every day." And if we cannot purify ourselves by His words, then, you know, you will see punishment from heaven. You know? Just like parents hit, you know, their children. In Proverbs it says, you must guide your children with you know, the punishment. With punishment that he will honor his parents. The heap of punishment will lead the children will to go to live as righteous men. So God, you know, also, if we don't cleanse our sins, then He will clean us through some punishment. Let's open Bible, Hebrew chapter 12, verse 8. Let's read together. "But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who collected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and life? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but He for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness." Let me ask one thing, you know. Are there have any brothers and sisters who never got punishment from your parents in this place? Let's think about, you know, him or her, you know, without punishment from their parents. I think that's wrong. Absolutely, that's wrong. The parents, they are wrong. Currently, I saw many parents. Hesitate to punish their parents. I saw some little boys, you know, they are very selfish and they just do go around in the church, you know. They are not educated children. And if to some other brothers and sisters, you know, they just punish them and scold down, and, you know, the parents, you know, they got angry and they just angry. They said, you know, why you just to the scold down is the children. And then, you know, I want to say them, you know, please don't bring your children in this church, just to educate them, you know, in your house, in your home. If you educate them just like that way, let's think about, you know, your children when they grow up as a social man, they will isolate from the society. You know, they will be very selfish men, and they just to not it is very difficult to grow as true mature men. I remember that my mom, you know, hit me a lot. And my mom, you know, just beat me, of course, with love. There are, if you are born again Christian, there are, the punishment will come from heaven. Sometimes, you know, I saw that, you know, they are, you know, just, they are, you know, it's under the punishment, but they don't know this is punishment from God. Even until they die, they don't know this is punishment from God. So Hebrew chapter, the 12, it says that, you know, but if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Some people say, I am youngest son, that's why I don't have any kind of punishment. Then you have to think about that, whether you are born again Christian or not. You have to think about your salvation. Can you say that, you know, once, you know, we punish our children and they just away from us, and they just away from parents, and they just spoke, you know, some bad slangs to their parents and away from them. Yes, in the end, they will realize that because of punishment from my parents, I could grow up as true, a good man. And there is one story that, you know, one man, you know, he just he was very bad thief. Finally, he just arrested by policeman. He put in the jail. He confessed, you know, his life history. When he was a young man, you know, when he just stole, you know, other people's possessions, you know, his parents said, "Oh, it's good, you know, let's share those things," you know. So, unfortunately, finally, he just put in the jail, and he said to his parents, "Because of you, and I just become, you know, just like a prisoner in this jail." And later on, you know, if father beat him by whip, he said that, you know, you lose your power. It's too late to educate his son. Once his son is grow up as a wrong man, so that means, you know, that's why in Hebrew chapter 12 it says, because of chastening, we will become a true born again Christian. So for they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. To return from the sins, you know, to join this glorious the plan, he punishes, he is chastening. Therefore, through Bible, through his words, through his chastening, we will grow up as true born again Christian. Sometime in punishment. David, after his disobedience to God, he got punishment from heaven. And then, you know, David, through his testimony, he said, because of those kinds of sufferings, it's really beneficial things for me. Before those kind of, you know, before those kind of troubles, you know, I just live according to my wills, but because of these difficulties, I learn God's will. Please pray deeply and think about that, you know. If you are suffering from something, whether this is punishment or the chastening from heaven or not, you have to think about seriously. Sometimes, you know, I saw some brothers and sisters, they don't know even this is the punishment from heaven. Why those kind of, you know, the punishment comes from heaven? To produce more fruit, to grow up as pure born-again Christian. Therefore, through his power, through his his, you know, help, we can be as true born again Christian. Therefore, we have to clean ourselves. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, you know, we have to be cleansed from those sinful things. Then, you know, we can be a fine soldier in Christ. God never used some educational man, some, you know, like the knowledgeable man. He will use clean man. If you are ready to use something for God, but if you are not clean man, He will not use you as for His the glorious plan. If He doesn't want use, and if you try to do something for God with your intention, you don't have to do that. You must be clean. You must be clean. Therefore, 2 Corinthians says, you know, you must be clean after your salvation with fear. There isn't any fear for eternal destruction. But anyway, you have to have a fear, and you have to try to clean yourself. God, He just opened His eyes. He is observing us in our daily life. If we accept some wrong lessons, some miracles, some wrong, you know, preachings, our minds will polluted by those factors. So our flesh, we have to clean our flesh and even our mind. Let's go back to our main chapter, John chapter 15, verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 3 says, you are already clean because of the word. That means the purification of our spirit. In John chapter 3, and it says, you know, you don't have to washing your body. You need only washing your feet. That means, you know, He will promise that He will purify the sins. When we receive His gospel, our spirit has been purified. When we listen His words, we understand and we become we became born again Christian. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 21 says, the New Testament 21 says, through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and because of his words, you know, we became we purified our sins. Because words is with blood. You know, that blood is when we listen his words. You know, those blood is just the spiritual blood is the put in our mind, touches our mind. Therefore he said, you must stay with me after your salvation. You have to abide in me. That is commandment. This is order from the commander. From John chapter 15 verse 1 through 7, there are 8 times is the words is praise is abide in me. Repeatedly is 8 times is said abide in me. We are stay with God. We are stay with God, and he said abide in me. After our born again, after our salvation, you know, that we might just away, we might just gone away from this fellowship. That is, you know, the possible. There is a those kind of possibility. Therefore, Jesus Christ says, abide in me. That is order. Just think about that. When newborn baby is born from mother's womb, he or she doesn't have any power to away from his or her parents, right? But once they grow up, I saw some animals, animal babies, they just learn when they just born again, born just from mother's womb, you know. But let's think about the human being, you know. Even 1 year after when they're born, you know, they can't even learn or just work by themselves, you know, easily. And also fishes, when they just away from their eggs, you know, they can go around also the water, right? Why? Because before, you know, our the intelligence is matured. If we have our flesh have power, and there will be a problem. Just like coincidence, so just grow up together. Our intelligence and the flesh just grow up and together. If we don't have any kind of, you know, knowledge or intelligence, if we have like power, just like mature man, that will be a problem. So our personality and our knowledge will mature, will grow up. And God, you know, create human being. Then our flesh at the same time also will be mature. So newborn baby cannot away from his or her parents. So we don't have to say then you have to stick on with the mother's arm. Just think about that, you know. The baby said, you know, everybody's staring me, you know, I'm really bold, you know, I have to look at outside of this world, so I just away from this family at night time. That's impossible, right? However, after our salvation, our inner man is newborn again baby, spiritually a baby, but we have our own sinful nature, our own mortal flesh. That means we have still some possibility that we can away from this fellowship. Therefore, the 8 times in John chapter 15, repeatedly Jesus Christ, he said that, abide in me, this is commandment from heaven. With his love, with his care, with his spiritual nutrition, in this fellowship, we can grow up as true born again Christian. Therefore, he said, abide in me and I in you. Once we abide in him, he will stay with us. And he will lead us and he will accomplish it through us. Now, after salvation, we cannot live according to our effort, according to our endeavoring. You know that when you save from your eternal destruction, it is only 100% from God's sacrifice, right? So after salvation, you are receiving the God's words repeatedly, and you will receive the God's grace. You have to receive those kind of grace and mercy from heaven to produce more fruit. You have to receive those kinds of nutrition. Then you will see your life will change, and you will just away from sinful nature, and finally you will get some powers to live Christ, born again, and grow up, and mature. Then now you can live for God. So First Peter, and chapter 2 and verse 2 said, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. We have to grow up as true born again Christian. To be so, we have to stick on this fellowship. And we have to stay with God. So God said, Christ said, abide in me. This is our free will. Free will, we can stay here or away from him. Some people, after his the salvation, he said, yes, thanks a lot. Then, I will just live by myself, just away from this fellowship. But think about that, newborn baby just said, thanks, parents, I will live away from you. That's, big problem, right? And all family members will worry about him or her. And they will say that, that baby will have some kind of evil spirit. Very weird, right? After our salvation, we don't have to think about that. We have to hurry to produce more fruit. After your salvation, what is your true Christian life? Just stick on this fellowship. Stick with Jesus Christ. And abide in him. Inside of Jesus Christ, we have to understand one thing. He is dwelling with us. He is staying with us. In group of born-again Christians, members of born-again Christians, in this fellowship, Jesus Christ will speak, and He is dwelling with us. What does that mean, that true fellowship after our salvation? Just a newborn baby stay comfortably with his or her family members, after our salvation, put us in this fellowship. Let's open Bible, Philippians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Let's read together. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. From the first day, that is your the born again, the day of born again, your turning point from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work with you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. A fellowship with you, brothers and sisters in these groups. Fellowship means you cannot do fellowship with by yourself. When, you know, newborn baby babes is born, you know, he will see his the sisters and brothers and his parents. After our salvation, now is our fellowship, spiritual fellowship has begun. Through this fellowship, he will do good works. Good works through this fellowship. Our mind is turned into the good things, good way, and our ways of living will be changed. We will away from the sinful nature. In Acts chapter 17, the Jesus Christ, you know, when he just went through away in several places, right? He just purified some diseased people, you know, and he just cleanses some people who suffer from some the illness. In group of people. Therefore, after our salvation, once we stick on this fellowship, through this fellowship, group of born-again Christians, Jesus Christ, he is head of church, and we are the part of this born-again Christians in church. He will supply some nutrition, and he will do the good works through us. When we stick on this the fellowship, that means, you know, that we are the stick on the vine tree as a branches. If we don't stick on this vine tree, we cannot produce fruit. Once we stick on the vine tree, we can produce a fruit. Why? We can receive some nutrition from a root, and we will produce a fruit. How we can stick on this fellowship? What is that? That means, you know, we just stay with this fellowship. After my salvation long time ago, I didn't know about the fellowship. I didn't know about, you know, the live with Jesus Christ. Many people misunderstand about the fellowship. After salvation, you must stick on this fellowship to grow up. There are head and body. The head is to stick on this body. If you have to be a part as a body, if you are finger, you must be a one unity as a body, full body. Therefore, you know, the Bible explains that the relationship between God and Christ and us is he is head, we are body. He is husband, we are wife. In John chapter 10, he is shepherd, we are the lambs. We are sheep. And he is head of our body. Head of body. And we are part of bodies. Continuously, he will supply some nutrition, spiritual nutrition. And body, we will obey to God. And also, there are the relationship between love. Therefore, he explained the born-again Christian between born-again Christian and Jesus Christ as husband and wife. And shepherd and sheep. The shepherd will protect the sheep just like the after salvation while we're staying on this fellowship. He will protect us from outside temptations. Now it's John chapter 15. It says that he is explained about relationship, about and vine tree and branches. That is one unity of living things. This is a supplication of the spiritual nutrition that once while we are stick on this fellowship. What does that mean? Is we are just stick on this fellowship. And 1 Corinthians, the chapter 12, verse 27, it says that, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in unworthy manner will be guilty of body and blood of the Lord. Therefore, we have to stick on this fellowship. We have to be righteous men. And he is a shepherd, and we are sheep. Therefore, and 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 says, we were like the sheep without shepherd, but after our salvation, now we have leader. And he will lead our path. What does it mean that, branches stick on this, the vine tree? That means we are stick on this fellowship. Let's open Bible. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1. Verse 8, verse 9. Let's read together. Who will also conform you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Who will also conform you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? He save us. And also, he will, guide us, and he will the firmly hold us, and to be a blameless man in the day of Jesus Christ. As I mentioned before, newborn babe has to stick and stay with their parents to grow up good men. Therefore, after our salvation, and through this fellowship, we will become a blameless man, blameless Christian. Therefore, the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 said, he called us, who will also conform you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, after salvation, we are stick on this fellowship and we share his grace. In this world also, our social life is just to live with others in schools, in office, in family. You can't do anything though by yourself. Just like that, after your salvation, you must stay with this groups of born-again Christians. That is a fellowship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, after our born again, we often using a word, a fellowship. You probably sometimes feel like weird when we say brother and sister. But this is a very beautiful word. After your salvation, so we are one unity as one brother and sister. We will go kingdom of heaven, we will live eternally. And we just using a word as often Just like a brother and sister, we say fellowship. The fellowship is not just like, you know, the Christians, you know, groups of Christians by, you know, human beings. The fellowship means, you know, with Jesus Christ and should be born-again Christian people with the Holy Spirit. That unity, that is fellowship. That is church and that is fellowship. That is church of God. And I stay with that groups. After, you know, our salvation, God just put me in this fellowship. The fellowship with Jesus Christ. The church in Greek word is ecclesia. It's born-again Christians, just to distinguish from outside. Therefore, when we stay in this fellowship, we will receive the precious nutrition. And there is the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit's teaching and lessons. Without these groups of born-again Christians, we cannot live by ourselves. Once you just stick on this fellowship, that means you are stay with God. That means, you know, you are abide in Him. Let's open Bible, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Let's read together. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. The purpose of, you know, the written, the First John, is for born-again Christian. And let the born again Christian knows about fellowship. So that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also maybe have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. This is not a fellowship with social groups of people. This is fellowship with Jesus Christ. Riddle of this fellowship is Christ. We do Jesus Christ and fellowship. This is very precious groups. So after our salvation, our spiritual life is fellowship. The fellowship with Jesus Christ, with the brothers and sisters. Now we never feel lonely. Because Jesus Christ, there are lovely brothers and sisters. Therefore, you know, Jesus Christ, He said, this is a new law. You must love each other. If you love each other, everybody knows that you are my disciples. If you are born again Christian, just like Jesus Christ loved us, we have to love each other. This is a church. So we never feel lonely. Whenever we go with, you know, the groups of born again Christians, we will see brothers and sisters. One goal, one hope with Jesus Christ. Our spirit, you know, honor Him and obey His word. We never worry about anything because He will guide us until the day of Jesus Christ. And then, you know, many people will know that, you know, we are born-again Christians. If we are born-again Christian, if we say, you know, we will see, you know, the very selfish brothers and sisters and only think about ourselves, that's wrong. Now, after our born-again, our salvation, we are part of these groups. This is a living with other brothers and sisters. Let's open Bible, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. It said, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Now, when we go to the kingdom of heaven, you know, it says, we will see Him when we go to the kingdom of heaven, but no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. That means, once we love together each other, then, you know, God will stay with us, and His love will activate in through this fellowship. In this fellowship, God is dwelling, and powerfully we will preach our gospel, and innerly, and we will obey to God. So, after our salvation, two or three born again Christians, unknowledgeable men, there are Jesus Christ and stay with us. Only the reason of, you know, our salvation, we have to be one unity. Therefore, in abroad, they have to call each other, they have to meet often, and they have to make a fellowship, and they have to share their love, they have to help each other. Because in that place, Christ will stay with them. If two or three people, you know, two or three born again Christians, and stay with in the name of Jesus Christ, He will stay with them. And God will powerfully, you know, lead them. And please don't hurry to preach the gospel. Please be, you know, one unity as with the other brothers and sisters with love. And then, you know, automatically you will see new born again Christians. Therefore, in Acts said, you know, once we are become one unity, then God will activate through this fellowship, and we will see newborn again Christian every day. So, what is, you know, our roles and responsibilities after our salvation? We have to stay in this fellowship. We have to help each other with love. We have to call brothers and sisters, you know, into this in fellowship. And, you know, once we, you know, have some one unity, we will see, you know, the power, then we will see, you know, that the energy with the brothers and sisters. And we will see in Jesus Christ in His power. And He will walk. He will walk with us, and we will see His good works. The Christian life is not just by myself, with Jesus Christ, with Him, with born again Christians, and we can do something for precious thing. So once you have fellowship with God, and Christ will stay with us. That means, you know, the Christian life will grow up. So the way of, you know, the stay with God, that means you have to stick on this fellowship. Our today's sermon in here. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, with grace and mercy, the time of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. We don't know how many days is left, but we experienced some kinds of disaster, and we understand that the time is coming. The period of your grace is almost end, but you gave us and you save us from eternal destruction. Really, thanks a lot. And also, we thanks that, you know, you just put us in this precious fellowship. Through this fellowship, we know that we will learn, and you will hold firmly, and you will use us and through the Christian for your good works. We cannot do anything away from this fellowship and away from you. Only we can receive the precious nutrition while we are staying in this true fellowship. While we are staying in this true fellowship, we will receive your power and we can live as true born-again Christian. Please let us understand your will and let us live for true born-again Christian in this world. We cannot do anything without this fellowship. The way of stick in this fellowship, please let us understand the way of stick on this fellowship and way of stay in this fellowship, and please also take care of all of brothers and sisters who are stumbled and just to fall down from this fellowship. I pray all this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.